The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back. Betty Price joins me with Denise Fleissner. Ladies, thank you for coming in this morning. Soulfully Simple, Denise, is your business, and you are about helping people thrive in life, living a simpler life and thriving in their lives. Betty, you're approaching life and with attitude and resilience, and how you can help anybody who's facing any challenge, crossing a bridge into a new season of life, how they can approach it with a great attitude. And really, both of you together, I think the integrity of how you speak works so well. So thanks for joining me.
Yeah,
delighted
wonderful.
To be here.
Please tell me, Betty, just tell me, when you say attitude and resilience, what does that mean to you? And how is that impacting this generation of seniors as they're approaching getting older?
Too often, I think, as we age, we lose that childish enthusiasm, that inner spark that drives us, something that is innate in each and every human being that God has put there.
The joie de vivre.
Yes, the joie de vivre, that exactly. And as we get older, something happens to that. It doesn't have to. There's so many things that we can do in life, and attitude and resilience are just two words that you can use for that. The mindset, the way that you view every day that you get up and find a purpose and a meaning in life, and everyone has to find that in their own way, but it's critical that you do that.
Excellent. Well said. You talk about thriving and about simplicity. How
yes.
do you, through Soulfully Simple, your company, how do you help people approach that?
You know, I work with Betty a lot, too, and it's about awareness and attitude. So my clients really want, they need help through a transition. So whether it's personal, whether it's a company, you know, whatever it is, my goal and my sweet spot is to teach them how to first get simple before you can get organized and move on with your life. Because so often they try to do it the other way. They try to box everything up and make it, you know, put lids on it and say we're going to do it this way. But the truth is that unless you simplify what it is you're taking, who you are, who you want to be around, how you want to spend your life, you really don't know what you're putting in that box. So that's what I want to know. Who are you? You know, what's important to you? Who do you want to surround yourself with?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I'm not sure right now.
Maybe that's another episode.
So if someone maybe has put a lid on their life for a long time. I think, you know, we build structure around our existence. And sometimes, like I mentioned earlier in the show, I look back, you know, 35 years ago to when I was bicycling across the U.S., I look at these pictures and I've got a half shirt on and I've got my hair going tousled.
Free.
I'm free, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very different. Then, you know, moved into parenthood and five children and all the details that I have to continually run all the time, right? And it's and sometimes there isn't a freedom, but there's changes in life. There are seasons in life. So when someone's facing, let's say they've gotten to the point where they've got four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, they've got more than enough house, too much stuff, and now it's time to consider a change, how do you approach them? You're saying you ask them, who are you? You get right down to the elemental.
I really do. Mm. I go in, and our first consultation is, tell me about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? What's important to you that you want more of? Because until I know who you are inside, I don't know what I'm working with. When I started my business, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm really on the front end of all of this because I see all their stuff and I'm really good at producing things and making things small and getting them manageable. But what I didn't realize was I didn't really know who they were. So I'm seeing a manifestation of their stuff, but the reason I'm seeing that is because something's going on in here.
Right.
And as soon as I can get in there and kind of dig around and find out what that something is, this stuff takes care of itself. So that's my goal and my joy, is to go in and really understand who people are, what they want.
You know, the Right Sizing Guide, which is a free guide that we've got on our site at ericstewartgroup.com, I address the seven areas of wellness that we all face, and it's the why behind all of these different, from vocational calling, which, you know, my mom, she became a minister when she was 52. So we grew, she made the decision, and then she wanted to go. That was her why. That was the, you know, who are you?
Yes.
It was in her heart from when she was in college. But then she went through parenting and then, you know, praying a lot for me, especially, of the three kids. You
please
know,
just, get him off his bike.
I survived, but I survived a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's it's that time in life where it's just, hey, let's throw everything out on the sandbox. Let's go back to the sandbox. Let's think about it. Who do you want to be? And I like to call it the preferable future. It's like, what is your preferable future? Let's forget about your limitations. What I would prefer to be like this, and come up with a call to action, a 30-second elevator speech that when someone says, why are you doing this? It's because I want to play tennis. I want to live my life. I want to read. I want to be engaged and have social, you know, those whys. I really get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But you provide that personal care and drawing a person out and helping them. Is it quasi-counseling, or would you call it that, or no?
I wouldn't, and I would stay away from counseling, because as a coach, the difference between coaching and counseling, well, first of all, there's a huge degree issue, right? There are degrees that you have in therapy and counseling. They deal with what's behind you, and that's really important. In coaching, we deal with what's here and going forward.
Okay.
So what I like to talk about is perspective. So what is your perspective right now? You have five kids. Okay, that's an old piece of your life. It's now a very active piece, but in the five-year plan, is that still part of the same perspective? And so once we start to fine-tune and like peel those layers away, that's where the simplicity comes. Okay, this was who I was, and I did have that, and this was where I lived, and now this is who I am now. So what's the perspective here going forward?
And the critical thing about that is so many people forget that they have equally challenging and exciting seasons of life ahead of them. So many live in their memories and they forget their dreams. In fact, there's a wonderful quote that says, when your memories exceed your dreams, you really stop living. And I think that's so true. So many people are afraid to really reach for the future, and they feel that they are trapped in what they've done in the past and don't know really how to make it into the next season of life, which can be, in that last season of life can be truly the most exciting of all of their seasons. And that's what's great about what Denise does, is she's helped people unravel that and to find how can they make that season the best. So as they're trying to decide, do I age in place? Do I move in with my kids? Do I move to a CCRC? Those kind of decisions have got to be couched in this attitude, mindset of, I'm going to make this last season, wherever I live, the most exciting and the most productive or meaningful that I, and you can, regardless of your current situation.
There are seven places anyone could move to, including, as you said, a CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Community. You can stay where you are, age in place, as you said. 95% of seniors don't move. They'll stay where they are. You can live vibrantly right where you are in your home if you approach it, not as holding on to something from the past, but as Denise was saying, if you can explore the who am I and then embrace what you have, where you live now, and use the tools that are at your disposal to live a vibrant and thriving life. You can really enjoy right where you are. If they would like to get a hold of you to discuss how maybe, Denise, how you could coach somebody, how would they contact you?
Yes, my company is Soulfully Simple. I have a website, so it's www.soulfullysimple.com.
And Betty, you're a personal trainer. You're booked. You're so popular, which is wonderful. So we won't give out your phone number, but what I love is the way you engage with an audience and direct and advise them to live again their full life going forward. Hey, I'm going to take a quick break. Stuart Rosenthal will join me in just a moment. But after that, ladies, stay with me. I'd like to ask you a couple more questions. We'll be right back with more of The Eric Stuart Show right after this.